Continuing with Asma al-Husna, again today a beautiful name, and this time it's Al-Mujib, an absolutely amazing name. It is the one who answers the pleas, and the one who grants what is pleaded for. In other words, the responder to du'as. You know, linguistically speaking, both the nouns ijaba and istijaba means basically the same. In the Quran, if we look at Surah Al-Hud, this is Surah number 11, Ayah 61, it actually reflects the meaning so beautifully. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ila thamuda akhahum saliha, and to Thamud we sent their brother Salih. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. And he tells his people, O my people, serve Allah, you have no God other than He. هُوَ أَنْشَأَكُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ وَاسْتَعْمَرَكُم فِيهَا فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. He brought you into being from the earth. He made you dwell in it. Therefore ask forgiveness of Him and turn to Him. إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. Surely my Rabb is near and my Rabb responds. It is Al-Mujib who is closer to his creation than they are to themselves. His proximity to all his creation is the same. He's not any closer to a saint than he is to me or you or to a mustard seed. He knows the needs of all creation before they arise. He provides their satisfaction even before it is needed. Al-Mujib gives prior to being asked, accepts even prior to being pleaded. Al-Mujib is just absolutely wonderful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, plead to Allah, be convinced of His answers to your pleas, and be advised that Allah does not respond to the pleas of one who is indifferent. He says, no Muslim pleads to Allah a plea wherein there is no desire for committing a sin, nor the severing of the ties of kinship, except that Allah will grant him one of three rewards. He will either grant him an immediate response, or He may save the rewards for him in the life hereafter, or He may keep its equivalent of evil away from him. And his companion said, then we will plead to Him a great deal indeed. And he said, surely Allah is greatest still. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continually said, when you have a plea, plead to Allah. Whenever you need help, seek help from Him. For He is too shy to disappoint any of His abd who plead to Him for something good. And that is who Abdul Mujib is. One who responds to this energy, who understands this name and diverts his pleas and needs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who also responds to the needs of creation as well. And that is only possible because when you plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of dua, it is a generator of energy. If you learn how to use it, you discover a treasure and a source of strength which will assist others. We all know the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 186, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. When my abd asks you concerning me, O Muhammad, surely I am near. I answer the call of the one who does du'a when he calls upon me. One who has derived from this energy is sensitive to the needs of others and is empowered to respond to them. Al-Mujib is a quality that when you absorb it within your soul, it manifests itself as a sense of courage, as a sense of response to the needs of others. If you're in dire need, then recite Ya Mujibu, especially at sunrise. Recite it 55 times and inshallah your needs will be met. If you are a subject of gossip and slander and you really don't know how to deal with it, then continuously reciting Ya Mujib will help in quelling that slander and gossip. May Allah save us all from such. Inshallah we will tomorrow look at Al-Wasi'.